Welcome to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, and I have head coach Jackson County Volleyball, Lucas Martin, in the house today. Welcome back to the show, Lucas.
How you doing today, Mr. Brooks?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Little bit of a change since we talked from last time. You had been over at Cookeville High School and got the opportunity to make a move and move down to Jackson County. And you've been there for a little while, and you're taking over a volleyball program that you're very excited about. So tell us a little bit about the transition and how things have gone for you this year.
Cookeville was a great place to be, you know, good people to work with. I had a great time. But like you said, an opportunity came up, and Jackson County is just similar to a high school I grew up in, that smaller high school where it's really hard for them to find, you know, quality employees to take coaching positions and everything else. I mean, just being that size. So I was excited to kind of take it over, give the kids a chance, an opportunity to grow and experience and get the same opportunities everyone else does.
Well, you go to a place that has a very storied athletic past, you know, and a lot of different sports at different times. And I think for you, as someone who likes to grow programs, you couldn't have been in a better situation. And you go from one of the biggest high schools in the state of Tennessee to a smaller school, you know, that has some problems to deal with that are a lot different than the problems that you had at Cookeville High School. But I think being at a small school, a smaller situation, that promotes opportunities for you as a coach that maybe you didn't have before.
It's a huge difference in those two atmospheres of coaching. I've said in conversations with other coaches as we've talked that I think every beginning coach should have to work with a program that basically you have what you have.
Yeah.
And it makes you a better coach with learning how to lose your talent, how to base your offense and defenses based on what you have. And not being like, oh, I have great players. I can just put them on the court and they're going to run what I say.
Right.
It takes me back to my roots, which is what I started with. I mean, I started with a high school that had 180 students.
Right.
And when I left there, I had half of the female population in the school trying out for volleyball.
Yeah. Well, that's what's exciting to me for you, is you get the opportunity to build something from the foundation up in a place that's historically has been, you know, female athlete rich. And so that's got to be exciting for you for what the future holds. And, you know, I've already seen and heard of excitement brewing, you know, for what you're starting to create down there. But just being in the middle of that beginning process of building a foundation, nothing's great. Nothing's going to sustain a length of period of time without a great foundation. And that's exactly what you're working on now.
Yeah. I mean, the superintendent, the principal, the AD, everybody's been great. They've been welcoming. They've been accommodating. They've been helpful. I mean, I'm one of those people that's always forward thinking and always throwing ideas out there. I mean, I basically look at them and say, listen, if I say something, just eventually say, shut up. I said, until then, I'm going to keep throwing ideas until you like stop. And I'm going to ask, I'm going to beg, I'm going to plead. I'm going to be like, I want this. I want this. I want to do this for them. I want this for them. I mean, I think I walked through their facility the first time with one of the other coaches. I walked out. And I said, you know, I'd love to take this empty space you have at the gym and turn it into a weight room for the girls. Because, you know, the female athletes and what they're doing to lift weights isn't the same thing the boys do. And like, they don't need a football weight room, which is what most weight rooms are, which is designed for football athletes and that type of strength training. That's not the type of weightlifting and strength training you do for your athletes that are working on that quick, explosive type of polymetric training and all those sort of things. And to get a chance to say, hey, go ahead and shoot me down, but I'd like to try this. And then be like, hey, we're open to that. Not right now, but yes.
Yeah, and that's what's involved in building a foundation from a ground up. You can't build a sturdy house that you're going to live in for a while if you don't have a great foundation. And sometimes that's overlooked. You know, when coaches get into a new job, they look for the future, and they walk into talent. And they just rely on that talent to win games for them, and it's okay. But then all of a sudden that talent's gone and you didn't build that great foundation, and everything crumbles.
Yep.
So you have to do that from the beginning. I know part of what you love to do is to build that foundation from the ground up. So we're definitely looking forward to good things as time goes on. And We're talking to Lucas Martin, head volleyball coach down at Jackson County High School today. And let's talk a little bit about going into the season. I think you just had your tryout, so that's got to be exciting, you know, meeting some new girls and getting to know them.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great time this morning meeting a bunch of the younger girls and a bunch of the returners. Some of the girls that were cut the previous year that, you know, just didn't work out with the program they were running at that time. And them having another opportunity to show their physical abilities and say, hey, just give me a shot, was terrific. And when you talk about building a program, I actually had three of my previous players that are now graduates just 1 year out of high school come back and help me with tryouts as coaches, to where they've just learned to love the game so much. It's something they now want to do in their spare time is share that love with the younger generation.
Well, that's great because it also shows your players now that you have that, you know, that meant something to them at the time when they were in high school and they were kind of in the same shoes that your current players are in. So that shows them, it models for them how much they love the game and how much they want to give back, even though it may not be the same school that they dealt with. They had that bond and that relationship with you as a coach and wanted to come back and help.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it. It's great having them around. It's you know, in the Cookeville area, we always say it's not like we're in Nashville or Knoxville. You know, I can't throw a net out there and get 12 good volleyball coaches. If we want more coaches in the area, if we want better talent, if we want better programs, we have to train coaches. We have to get the younger generation to come back and coach if they're staying here. All the coaches around us are starting to get older and older to the point of they're going to leave. Who's going to be the next coach? And is it someone that knows what they're doing or is just going to stumble through it?
Yeah. And it's got to do with creating that love of the game. That's number one. You know, if they have that love of the game, even if they end up doing something else in their career, you know, you've got a lot of coaches that may have some time on the side that can be involved in your off-season program. Or they can actually be a volunteer assistant coach on the high school side. So creating that pipeline is not only good for your area, but that could mean something for someone else as these students grow up in the future.
I would hope. I mean, and we talked about it when we did travel, not just high school. I mean, it's about building volleyball as a whole through this whole area. It's not just my high school. It's not just Cookeville. It's the entire Upper Cumberland. You know, all these people that love the sport and want to grow and want to see it grow. I mean, I get older every year and I still like to play when I can.
Yeah, yeah. It gets tougher and tougher, but yeah.
Yep, that does.
Volleyball is one of those cool sports that you can continue to play for a long period of time, unlike football where, you know, once you put the pads up, you're pretty much done. But volleyball is something you can continue to play.
Yeah, and I love seeing Cane Creek and our facilities getting more and more younger stuff in there for the little girls and then some older stuff, some leagues coming back. It's terrific to see those sort of things because volleyball is the only team sport that even through COVID still showed growth as a whole.
Yeah. It's hot. It's hot right now all across the country. And one of those sports that is continuing to grow and it's amazing that it continue to grow during COVID with all the things that we had to deal with. But it's definitely one of those that are on a hot track across the nation and getting more and more popular. And, you know, it's a cool sport to watch. You know, even if you never have watched a volleyball game before and you walk into the gymnasium and you see the competitiveness and how hard these young ladies are playing and the game and the teamwork that they're learning, it's got to be neat for you to see that growth.
Oh, that's one of the best parts. I mean, traveling around, seeing parents, talking to parents afterwards. I mean, the number of parents are like, you know, I have no clue of the rules. I didn't understand any of volleyball. But now that we're in our second year and we're watching, like, this is really fun. Like, I'm having a great time. And I always said, you know, the best part about volleyball is it realistically does have a really deep roots in that chilled beach culture of everything's great, we're good, let's have a good time and relax. It's not so tense.
Yeah, that's neat. From the ground up, when it began, it was on beaches, and that's still a part of it. You know, you look at the Olympics now, that's one of the most watched events in the Olympics. I love watching. You know, the footing, to me, would seem hard to deal with, and I guess that's part of the you know, playing that sport in the sand, it seems like it would be so much harder to have balance and traction and getting your steps down to, you know, the spike in the ball, even serving.
Honestly, it's part of the draw. And I always told girls when I finally played indoor myself, to me, it was easier because I started playing volleyball as a beach player. That's where my whole volleyball career began. So when I went from these two players playing on a 30 by 30 square, and all of a sudden you're like, so I have five players around me now to cover the 30 by 30 square, and I'm on a court so I can move quickly. I'm like, this is simple now. I'm like, this is easy. I can slow down and relax.
That was a question I had to ask you of comparison there. And that's exactly what I was thinking. I've not done anywhere near as much volleyball as you have. And man, it used to be such a popular adult sport here in this area in the past. And hopefully we're getting back to that. But so just real quick, as we end this segment, you got to know your players a little bit this year. Who's standing out to you right now on your new team?
We actually have three really good freshmen. We're finally getting some height. We have a couple of good juniors, a solid couple of seniors coming back. Rachel Lynn. She's played multiple positions for them before. She's worked really hard on her defense and her passing. And quit is not in that girl's vocabulary.
That's good. That's what you want on your team as you build, and especially with your younger players, because you're starting from the ground up and going to have some unique opportunities to build that as you go through this first season down there at Jackson County in your new role. So we're going to take a quick break. We're with head coach Lucas Martin from the Jackson County High School volleyball team. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Lucas Martin, head coach Lucas Martin of the Jackson County High School volleyball team with us today. And as we were leaving, Lucas, we were getting into some of your new roles. And I know your love is counseling. That's what you've been doing for a long period of time. Let's kind of go back a little bit and tell the folks how you got involved in the counseling side of education.
So it's actually kind of ironic that counseling's now my main thing, because I had originally started coaching volleyball and thought to myself, what can I do that'll pay the bills to allow me to keep coaching volleyball? So, of course, I decided education's the best fit.
Sure.
Got a little ways into that and finally got to the point I'm like, listen, I don't want to be a teacher. I want to be a counselor. I want to help kids get to where they need to be. I want to help them make the next step. I was one of those kids that my high school counselor, I went in and saw him. I think he saw me once my entire high school career, honestly. I mean, like, I walked into his office. He goes, okay, I just want to ask a couple questions. He goes, so where are you going to college next year? I was like, I'm not. He's like, all right, that's all I need. I'm like, really? That's it? That's the extent of the help I get?
Yeah.
It's not like it changed my path. I'm like, I just needed a year off.
Yeah.
He didn't give me any advice. He didn't give me help. He didn't even look at me and say, you do realize that most students who choose to take a year off never go back.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything like, you know, you're a really great student. You'd be much better off and better served if you just knock these 4 years out and be done. Because that time off kind of gives you that procrastination. No advice, no help, just like, see ya. And I'm like, almost everything I've done in my career, I'm like, the kids deserve better. And usually it stems from me having a bad experience in my life going, I can do better and I can give the kids better than what I got.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's great motivation because you, I guess you learn from that negative modeling, you know, what you needed as a kid that wasn't provided. And that's great motivation for you to provide that for these kids that come into you. And, you know, it's tough on a counselor nowadays because counseling positions began as someone who could, in social emotional, didn't even exist then.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's a big term in education. And in the past, and I guess maybe an elementary counselor is more associated to those basic needs of a student daily, but you've had to be pushed more and more away from that as the job has developed in middle school and high school. And you really have to work, you know, to create those opportunities for those students to provide that type of counseling.
Yeah. I mean, one of the best things I got to experience this year is, I actually, when I went over to Jackson County this year, I went over into a different position in a classroom, which gave me a chance to spend half the year just meeting students, getting to know the students, talking with the students on a daily basis, not the counseling side of anything, as the other counselor was still there. She was retiring this year.
Sure.
Which, you know, now I got this whole half year where I met, you know, almost all of those kids. And there's already a good number of the kids that I have a decent rapport with. And if I would have started in a counseling office right away, not out in the hallways, not out seeing kids, then that never would have happened.
And it's tough as a coach and being a counselor because you're in an office most of the time. And to see the kids, they have to come to you. And you got your daily schedule where you're packed full of meetings with kids, meeting with parents, all of those things. So I can see where it would have been a great opportunity for you to actually be out in the hallways as a coach, you know, getting the opportunity not only to meet the kids, but other teachers that are out there too.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great chance for me to meet staff, kids, bond, talk, get to know each other before. I mean, I got the chance to ask teachers questions. I mean, what do you think of this? What do you think of the schedule? What do you like? What do you not like? What are problems you see? You know, when you go into school and you're like, well, we have to come up with a schedule and all of this and all this and this. Well, we need to listen to everybody, which means you have to ask the questions.
Yeah.
You know, you got to ask the kids, what do you think of the school?
Yeah.
What do you like? What do you dislike?
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. And it probably, you know, bought some opportunity for a relationship there early when you're even asking them what they think.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't do that enough with middle school and high school kids, ask them, hey, what do you think about this?
Well, and a lot of times, unfortunately, we don't have options.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to say we could do anything. I mean, there's plenty of times that I'm like, fabulous idea, I'll do anything I can, but we're limited by this, this, and this.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. One of my favorite folks you're down there working for now, Christy Brown, who's, you know, recently, I guess 3 years now, was promoted to superintendent and, you know, kind of got to watch her career and watch her grow from a teacher into leading a district now. And it seems to me, and, you know, the times that I've been around her and seen what she's doing down there, Miss Brown is doing a fantastic job leading that district.
Oh, Christy is great. I mean, every time I've talked with her, it's been a good conversation. Like I said about throwing ideas out there, I'm like, I mean, I sat down with her one day when she was stopping through to just check in, and I was like, so tell me your big plans. You know, what's the big picture? Like, where are we going? And she sat there with me for a good 15, 20 minutes telling her, these are ideas. These are all the stuff I'm trying to do. This is all the stuff I'm trying to accomplish. I've always been one of those people that's a big picture person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do some little thing over here that in the big picture could have been done for more people instead of just a small group, and then we're redoing something. So if I can kind of get the big picture, I'm like, hey, if we do this, it helps all of these people instead of just this one group.
Well, and I know from past experiences, you know, and we worked together in the past, that, you know, you are a big picture guy and you're about opportunities for kids. And it's just as easy to do it with a team of 20 as it is a team of 10.
Yeah.
And you give these students more opportunities. And nowadays, Lucas, it could be a life changer for some kids out there just to be involved, you know, in a program that means something that they can, you know, put their work and blood, sweat, and tears into. And sometimes nowadays, some of these kids, that's really the only thing they have.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it boils down to the same thing we tell athletes. I mean, even the ones that come into tryouts are the ones that aren't the best at it. You're like, listen, just find your passion. Like, I don't care if you want to go play basketball. I don't care if you want to do baseball. I don't care if you want to go do ag. Like me, it doesn't make a difference. Just find what you're passionate about, what you love doing. Like, if you wake up and like, I want to do this, great, go do it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do this.
Yeah. Find what makes you burn. Yeah. And back to Dr. Brown. I should be calling her Dr. Brown. Sorry, Christy. You know, she seems to be someone who's going to give you the support that you need, whatever she can do. You know, I know that because she lives with a coach and one that's been very successful down there and has a very storied career down at Jackson County High School in Jim Brown, a good friend of mine. And, you know, actually need to get Jim on the show. I don't think I've ever had him in here. I'm going to corner him in here. And, you know, Jim doesn't like to talk about himself any, so I'll have to force it out of him. But anyway, having that support is very important to you. And, you know, not that they can give you everything you ask for, but that when you ask, you know, they'll consider it. And if they can do it, they'll get it done. That's got to be important as a coach.
Oh, that's huge as a coach. I mean, I get that you can't always get what you want or you can't always get the things that you're asking for. But just being heard and acknowledged and at least considered or at least saying, hey, we might be able to do that, but we can work with you. And how about something like this?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be neat. You come from a background of working with smaller teams and smaller schools, and it's going to be cool for you to get back in that atmosphere and be able to work with a smaller program and be able to develop that.
I am extremely excited for it. One of the best comments I ever received is one of the parents of a player that I played against actually wrote me a letter of recommendation. And he had said in the letter, he goes, for the past 2 years, my daughter has played his team. We have had more physical talent than them by far, and we still were not able to beat them because of the coaching.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good compliment. That might be a wall hanger there, so you you need to keep hold of that. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're with head coach Lucas Martin down at Jackson County High School Volleyball. We will be right back. Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, head coach, Jackson County Volleyball, Lucas Martin in the house today. And continuing the conversation, Lucas, it takes a lot. There's a lot of factors for student athletes today in high school ball. There's a lot of other things that they could do, whether it be work a job. A lot of other things there for student athletes today or students today that they could be doing. So it makes it harder, you know, on a coach a little bit to give them what motivates them to be a part of that team and really learn those foundational skills that will help them later on in life, not only in higher education, but maybe even from school to work, and then just being a good citizen of society later on in life. The skills that you gain from athletics and being a part of a team are very important for that later on.
Oh, it makes a huge difference. And I played team sports my whole life. I was a three-sport athlete in high school. In my response, I mean, you learn that the world's competitive. I mean, whether you want to admit it or not, there's winners and there's losers. You get the job, you don't get the job. You know, you get a raise, you don't get a raise. You learn a lot in athletics about being vocal, speaking up for yourself, working with a team, getting your best effort. And sometimes understanding that my best effort might not be the best. That's okay.
And that's tough. You know, and parents, we talked about this last time you were on. Parents, you know, at no fault of their own, parents see their kid. And that's who they have the relationship with. And I've explained it several times, and we've had conversations on air about it. As a coach, you have 15 to 20 of those.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a football coach, you have upwards of 75, and you have to pin that all together and get, you know, in your situation, six that's going to be on the court at one time. You may have 20 on the team. You may have a freshman team. You may have a B team, if you will, depending upon how you do it, but only six can play. And so sometimes it's tough, and, you know, the way that I dealt with it is I never talked about playing time. You know, we can't guarantee playing time as coaches. We can guarantee opportunities. And we can guarantee practice time, but you can only guarantee playing time to six people, and you can't guarantee that because somebody that might be the seventh may, you know, really do well and work their way into that starting lineup. So how do you deal with that as directing parents?
Realistically, I try and be as transparent as possible, especially with the players. I mean, even as a coach, when I pull a player off the court, the first thing I'm going to do is tell them why. Like, you're coming out and this is why, or you're coming out because I want to talk to you about this. You'll go back in a minute. They're just subbing for a second. You know, transparent about everything. And like, I'm not hiding anything. I don't need to feel threatened if you want a question. You ask me a question. Go for it. You want to know where you stand? Ask me. I'll tell you. You know, don't ask me if you don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be mean about it, but I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you where you stand. I'm going to tell you what you're good at. I'm going to tell you what things you do really well.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say, but this is what you need to work on, and this is where you stand.
Yeah. Transparency is the key there, and always being transparent and answering those questions along the way. So that's cool. So it takes a lot nowadays, and you got a lot of kids with the expectation to someday, hopefully, possibly, get the opportunity to play in college. And we know that that happens to about 5% of high school students that get the opportunity to go on. That's a very low percentage, you know. So only the best are going to make it to the next level. But there's a lot of in that those factors for college coaches nowadays, one being high academics. You don't really get recruited anymore if you're not an academic student and you don't care for your studies. So I know that's a big thing for you.
That is huge for me. One of the first things I told the players at the informational meeting we had about having tryouts, as I said, you guys do realize that every high school I've gone to, we have won AVCA academic awards. They said we're student athletes, which means we're students first. And if we want to play at the next level, like you said, I need time management skills and I need the grades to do it, which means I need to be NCAA compliant.
No doubt. And recently had Mark Wilson, you know, I posed that question to him and said the same thing. You know, you can't sign kids in college nowadays without that academic side, because coaches get their money now, their budget, based on who they graduate, not who they have in their program, but who they graduate. And so it would be detrimental to them to take a kid who they were concerned about having the ability to graduate. So it's really on the student athletes and families now to understand that academics is highly important, more important than it's ever been.
Yeah.
To make sure that they are ready. And we're lucky in the state of Tennessee, you know, that the state does a good job with those expectations. And, you know, if you graduate in the state of Tennessee, you have a pretty good basis for moving on to that next level if you're doing well. So as you move into the high school season going into next year, you just finished your travel ball season, and you're very involved with the travel ball in this area through your focus program. Student, you don't make anybody play.
Nope.
You suggest it. And some take you up on it and some don't. And it's okay if they don't and they're good. If they're the best six, they're going to play on your team.
Oh, yeah.
But providing that opportunity as a travel coach is also very important to you.
It's immensely important. I mean, I had one of my parents come up to me this year, and he has his second daughter playing this year. And his first daughter is in her second year. And he came up to me, he goes, I'm going to be honest. He goes, everywhere I go, he goes, I'm asking other parents about their club, their fees, and all this other stuff. And he looks at me and goes, you're charging way too little. And I said, I know. I said, I understand, you know, everyone else is way up there. I said, but I want this opportunity to be available to as many people as possible. Like, I get we're way below the other fees. But we're also not over the top. We're that in-between club. We're the club that's going to give you the opportunity without beating you over the head with a volleyball saying, we got to go more, 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 more every day, every day. It's let's find that middle ground where you can have a life. You can do all your other stuff, but you can get those extra contacts, that extra competition. I mean, when it boils down to it, it's basically like an entire another fall season worth of volleyball for a player. So realistically, I mean, you play freshman year, you play a travel season. It's like you're already completed in freshman and sophomore year. It's like you're a junior going in that next year instead of a sophomore because of that experience in the playing time. And you're also playing with a group of girls that's what they want to do. I mean, they want to play volleyball. It's not a social club. I'm not just trying out for the fun of it. I'm not just that person that I might play a year or two in high school, or I might play all 4 years in high school, but that's it. It's usually, we love volleyball. We want to play as much as we can. We take every opportunity we can get. I mean, even the 18s team right now that's getting ready for nationals, they only have the one practice a week to get ready for nationals because they've had their whole season. But they still get together as a team on Monday and go play sand.
Yeah, you know, you've experienced from that side, and if you take a look at the players that you've coached in the summer league and getting all that extra training and that extra time on the floor with other kids from around the country who want to do that, you know, so you're really playing the best of the best, you know. And sometimes that can be better than the teams you play in high school.
Yeah, I mean, and you need to be pushed. You need that kind of stick out there in front of you that you're reaching for, not just we were good enough. Well, we won. Yeah, you won, but was it really good?
Yeah, and you've had players that you've coached and even players that play at other high schools that you coach in travel ball that go on and get these scholarships. Mary Grace,
yes,
is just one that that it worked out for her. She kept after it. You know, they weren't on her hard at the end of her junior year, but you guys kept working at it. You kept getting her name out there, and then it finally panned out. I think it's Alabama Birmingham,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken. And it worked out in that situation. You got one coming up, Lila Cade, that you've had the opportunity to see her since she was a fifth grader that couldn't hit the ball over the net.
So this is one that just has to be out there because, honestly, I mean, the initial coach is going to look at it and go, 5'8", okay. There is not a tournament that we went to this year that every single team and coach we played, the one question they all asked is, where is that girl playing volleyball? Because she's that good.
Yeah. And on that, you know, I'm lucky enough to have a kind of gig that I do with CSA Prep Star, and she's on that, and we're starting to see a lot of attention come her way from coaches that are really viewing her profile. And she's actually talked to a couple of them, but I think the sky's kind of the limit for her. She is 5'8", but she can jump out of the gym. She's a leaper, and she's got a lot of power, you know, in her swing.
Hey, not only does that girl have wings and power, she keeps developing every part of her game the more she plays. Like, it used to be she had nothing but a hard swing and she could jump. I mean, she even prior to coming into this season, you'd watch her playing like, man, she had a lot of great hits, but not a lot of kills. It's like she's hitting right to people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she continued to grow. She gets better and better. Now she's starting to learn to hit into gaps and in between people. She's learning that she can do something other than, hey, every once in a while I'll tip, I'll push, I'll switch it up. She's starting to learn a point's a point. You know, I don't always need to be, wow, that was incredible. That's a point.
Another one of yours, Blake Cherry, that's at Carson Newman. You know, you talk about positioning of the ball and the spike. She had a unique ability to have her body point as right hitter, have her body point to the middle of the floor and did something with her hand.
Yep, turned her wrist and caught it one way or the other.
Yeah, and caught it one way or the other. I noticed that. I'm not a big volleyball person at all. I don't know a whole lot about it except what you taught me. But I did notice that out of her and Mary Grace. You know, just overwhelming potential, you know, and finally realize.
Sky's the limit with Mary Grace.
Yeah.
With the reach and the height she has. But as you talked about Blake, Blair's going to join her next year.
Incredible. You know, Blair, Hallie, my daughter, just went up to see her. And Blair, as good as she is in volleyball, she played softball this year and absolutely tore it up.
Yeah.
She's just a great athlete. She probably could have gone and played a lot of places in softball.
Without a doubt.
But she already had made that commitment, and she's going to be with her sister at Carson Newman. So that's definitely awesome, and it's just a testament to what you guys have built, not only in the travel, but in this Upper Cumberland area that's growing that volleyball talent. So we appreciate you for that, Lucas, and appreciate you coming on the show today. We'll get you back as you get into your season next year at Jackson County and see how that unfolds. But thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Thank you guys out there for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on Local Matters Sports.